Thank you.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair, dear colleagues. This EU for Environment, Water Resources and Environment Data Programme has a wide range of subjects and activities, but we would like to pick up just two subjects which are of your specific interest. We have invested a lot of money in the previous program, UV Plus, on building up the capacity in water monitoring. This is further being sustained and deepened through further surveys in groundwater, surface water, coastal waters, and also in investigative monitoring on special cases of concern, as well as on transboundary surveys, in particular in the Caucasus, and we hope also sometime it will be possible between Ukraine and Moldova. We are working on improving the designs and in particular the interpretation of monitoring data, because this is very important for decision making that well-interpreted data are available for decision makers. We are working closely with water laboratories on chemical and biological monitoring, and help them to become accredited or to re-accredit it and to improve their quality management. Next slide, please. Now, as regards the health and water agenda, we have been able to transfer the knowledge that has been built up across the European Union, in particular in Austria in this case, about monitoring SARS-CoV-2 in wastewater, and we have started with an assessment of the capacities and competences that exist in the target countries, so the Armenia, Azerbaijan, and Georgia, as well as Moldova and Ukraine. We have done a pilot testing in spring and September in each of the health laboratories. So we picked the samples and analyzed them, or they analyzed them actually. So we saw that the capacities in the health laboratories are good enough, even though not perfect. So there is some room for improvement, and we will be specifying that. And we are also organizing some equipment support sponsored from, for instance, the city of Vienna. As regards Ukraine, of course, that was a big challenge, and that is a big challenge. We are fortunate that there is a US aid program which is working through an NGO in Ukraine, which is very competent on the issue, and it took them quite some time, but eventually since October they are monitoring the urban wastewaters in four oblasts. So we can say that in all countries, wastewater is a source of informing about the development of the virus. And we are now in the next phase, which is to jointly develop with the national experts a collaborative design for a surveillance system in each country, which then not only will be implemented on a regular scale, but also be able to report both at national and international level about the development of the spreading of the virus or the reduction of the virus in the countries. Next slide, please. In conclusion, this work of national policy dialogues and the upgrading of water monitoring in all countries in Eastern Europe has shown that there is a strong interest in the countries, but also a continued need of support. The national policy dialogues really increase the ownership, the interest, not only of the government, but many stakeholders in the countries. And it is important that progress is monitored of those policy dialogues, so that they are not just single events, but a series of progress and information. We should, in the future, look more to the strategic aspects and also the delivery, the implementation of agreed action. And that will also require some more support, especially in Central Asia. So in effect, the NPDs are in support of the Water Convention and also the Protocol on Water and Health. And as regards the pandemic, the work that we are currently doing all over the world, I must say, is showing how important this coordination and cooperation across the sectors, water and health, is essential for managing well the pandemic. And we are very satisfied that also in these countries progress is achieved, and these countries will be able to report on an equal base on an international level. Thank you.